I grew up in Georgia, and I went to school in the, well, I was born in 64, so I was born kind of in the middle of a lot of things going on, and then I wrote a song about, well, I was reading a book about the Atlanta child murders, which were happening at the end of my high school, the beginning of college, and I don't think I was really that cognizant of what was actually going on, and it struck me. And I read the book a couple times, and I was just thinking about that and a lot of the things that I didn't know when I was in high school and college. And because we don't know things. We're sheltered, and also it's hard. Things are painful, and you don't want to face them and things like that. So I just wrote a song about it because I think I'm still a student of learning about a lot of things to do with race in America, and racism, and this is kind of dealing with a bunch of stuff like that, and here we go. Back in Georgia, I didn't know a damn thing about Alabama. I didn't know a damn thing about South Dakota. Didn't know a damn thing about Portland. I didn't know a damn thing. Bodies were hanging, bodies were burning, and my mama and daddy, they were earning. I was rocking the cradle, all in that fertile black belt. They were taking the blows, every toll of that Liberty Bell. I didn't know a damn thing.
That sounds good in here.
I didn't know a damn thing. Rolling around in the country squire, westbound in those seatbelts, just spinning the tires, looking up in that Rushmore and the white man. Great relief. Yeah, but even the good guys could be commander in faith. Bodies were freezing and bullets were flying. And all these years, Indians been dying. I was back on the school bus. I was reading my history, but it didn't say nothing about what was right in front of me. Know a damn thing. I didn't know a damn thing. I didn't know a damn thing. I didn't know a damn thing. I spent 3 days a week to the sanctuary. I've been 5 days a week to the county curriculum.
I send my heart
out for the land of the free.
Say the band that will save this world is rock and roll.
The Girl Scouts around the campfire, underneath the generals on that rebel mountainside. Old ladies are like